I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. It's time for Q2030 to become independent and more focused on making the Quad Cities cool, creative, connected, and prosperous. The Chamber of Commerce has announced it's creating a new standalone nonprofit and hiring an executive director. Co-chair of Q2030, Kent Pilcher, says a mid-course review shows a lot of progress.
One of the things that we were hopeful is people wouldn't feel the need to ask permission, from whom we're not sure, but that they would actually be empowered and step out on their own, and we're seeing a lot of those kind of examples. Reverend Rogers Kirk with the Lincoln Center, they're doing incredible work up there, and they're a shoestring grassroots organization.
Reverend Dwight Ford is the vice chair of the Q2030 board and head of Project Now. He says it's been easy to bring people together, but now the Quad Cities needs to stay together and start solving more difficult problems.
That poverty rate has to be dealt with. And how do we ask ourselves the right questions to ensure that we don't have another set of statistics in the future after years of doing this that reveal 1 in 8 Quad citizens are living below the federal poverty level and 1 in 5 children. We are committed to doing this not just solely as our efforts as a mobilized body, but the mobilization of many.
Besides creating a new nonprofit with an executive director, Q2030 also announced plans to raise $400,000 in the first year of a 3-year campaign to sustain the organization. More information is online at q2030.org.